Hello and good morning, everyone. Today is Sunday. I think it's been quite a while since I recorded some podcast episodes. Anyway, let's get into the topic. The topic is this writing prompt is soul enriching. So here is the thing. In Medium publications, you have several other sub-publications. So some of the publishers challenge you, can I use the word challenge? Okay. They offer some writing prompt because, you know, we writers, we do feel a lot of writer's block. So like I have been feeling that lately because it's springtime. It's wonderful to be outside, walk and, you know, just connect with your higher self through nature. I have put writing on the back burner, but this was published a while ago and you know that I have a strategy to record my podcast episodes. So this was published way back on 1st September 2022 in Medium publications. So I turn it into a podcast episode by reading it aloud because some people may or may not be able to, you know, read or get access to the material. So when I record it as a podcast episode in the audio form, you get to listen to my voice and you get to process the information in the way that you want to process and make it meaningful to you. Okay, the subtopic is list 20 things that make you smile. That is the prompt actually. List 20 things that make you smile. All right. Okay, as I refresh my soul writing for the first time in the Refresh the Soul publication, that's a sub-publication, the following quote comes to my mind. A smile is a curve that sets everything straight. Isn't that true? This is by Phyllis Diller. I'm going to read it again. A smile is a curve that sets everything straight. Beautiful. I'm heading straight to today's writing prompt. List 20 things that make you smile. I smile when I see my grandson. Number two, I see flowers blooming in my garden. Number three, I walk outside embracing nature. Number four, I see a friend or a relative. Number five, my story gets published. Number six, I complete the task I intended to do. Number seven, writing in my gratitude journal. Eight, doing a home workout with Heather Robertson. Now I'm not going to number. I'm so excited to read it aloud. Next, being greeted by a customer service representative in a doctor's office, hotel, or a restaurant. Next, meeting my volunteer buddies. Next, when I hear and listen to my friend or relative's success story. Next, when I am just listing these 20 items and truly being present in the moment. And actually, when I'm truly being present in the moment, when I'm recording this episode and connecting with you, my dear lovely listeners. Next, when I see dividends and capital appreciation in my stock portfolio. Next, and also when I receive my 1099 from the financial institutions. Next, when I pay my bills and feel that I have prospered the service providers, that God has given me the ability to pay this bill, and then I say, hey God, please give me the ability to actively or passively create income, which is 11 times. I'm a small person, so I ask only 11 times, not 100 times. So it's $50 bill, 10 times is 500, 550. I'm not even saying you give me in one day, 1 minute, nothing. Just a thought and planting the thought in the universe, right? So once again, I'm going to read that. When I pay my bills and feel that I have prospered the service provider. So one of the things I say when I pay a bill. So let's say I pay an electricity bill and the service provider is PSNEG. So I even write in that bill physically, I thank you, God, for giving me the ability to pay PSNEG, prosper PSNEG employees, customers, service providers, prosper myself, my husband, my children, my daughters-in-law, my grandson, and my future grandchildren, and my friends, relatives, known, unknown, seen, unseen, heard, unheard, felt, unfelt. You know, this is so powerful. You're honestly thinking, feeling, and sensing for other people from the bottom of your heart. It's so, so meaningful, actually. It's so divine. You don't need to be a good, very famous person, this or anything like that. But then just from the comfort of your home, if you just think these thoughts, this can be really very, very, soul enriching. Okay, when I meditate and do yoga, when I watch a stand-up comedy, when I do dishes using warm water in cold weather, so blessed to have warm water and cold weather to do your dishes. Yeah, it's a work, it's a chore. But then that the warm water which you're able to just get it by turning on the faucet, and then you're able to use it and then clean your dishes without even thinking, because we used to boil water in a pot and then we used to use that for, you know, taking bath, or we used to use that for other chores. So this is, you know, when I'm praying to God, when I think of something funny that happened, I smile. When I listen to a song that makes me nostalgic, especially 1990s, that was my prime time when I, you know, motherhood, two kids, my promotion, career-wise, everything was all set in place, beautiful, right? So the songs which came from Bollywood, when I used to listen to that, so it's something like an anchoring, they say. So when you listen to those songs, you think of all the great times. Bonus, I'm giving myself bonus. When I pose for a picture, ha ha ha. Thank you, Nancy Blackman, for giving this prompt, because you, because of this 20 things that make you smile, because of putting that prompt out there in your publication, I was able to participate in it. And because I was able to participate in it, you know, I feel that I'm also spreading this beautiful smile energy to my audience. With that said, what else I want to do? I think I'm linking to another story which was written by me. Four C's learned from 143 stories. Like in medium publications, when you publish something, they say stories, not articles. I mean, you are most welcome to say articles also. So I wrote an article which said four C's learned from 143 stories. Go ahead and click that link and you can get access to that article also. With that said, please subscribe and support. I've given the link to the podcast, and you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.